News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
We're going to take a look at some of the stories you may not yet have heard and get a bit of analysis on some of those that you have through the good offices of Harry Brown, media lecturer in TUD and host of the Ditch podcast. And Harry, where we start is with the state's property regulation authority, which was created out of the amalgamation of two other state agencies. They're seeking a debt collection firm to recoup overpayments to 260 workers over a quarter of a century.
Yeah, since 2000, one or other of the various agencies that have merged to form Tailte Éire, and that's the Ordnance Survey, the Property Registration Authority, and the Valuation Office. They came together 3 years ago as Tailte Éire. Somehow, about 266 workers, 373 payments altogether. We don't know how much it is, but it's a nice little story because it's essentially a state agency that's put out a tender saying, we're looking for a debt collection agency to help recoup some overpayments that we made.
Now, the interesting thing is they're willing to spend 300 grand on the debt collection.
Yeah. I mean, we can be
that
sure.
That suggests there's a chunk of change.
There's a chunk of change. I mean, there are high court judgments mentioned, which means that at least some of the individual payments are 75,000 euro or more. So if you do the maths, you can come up with figures certainly in the millions, maybe in the tens of millions.
And this is for staff and pensioners of the two agencies involved. Presumably they have received letters saying, any chance of that money back, lads?
Yeah, it would appear that the proceedings have begun at the very least. But yeah, so if they're bringing in the debt collectors, that suggests that there'll be further letters and the letters' tones will change somewhat. Yeah, so that errors were made, Anton, I think is probably the best way to say this. But yes, as we said, the amounts, we don't know exactly, but 266 different individuals right up until this year, 8 cases of overpayment relating to 8 individuals just in 2026.
Let's head across the Atlantic to the US, where the midterms are coming more and more into focus. Obviously, the big issue is Iran and that hanging over an administration that said that there would be no new wars. But the other thing that's hanging over the administration apparently is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a certain kind of which of our weirdos is most to blame for the troubles that we're going to have in the midterms here. So the Trump administration is obviously unpopular. And Trump, I'm sure, is like, it's not me. I'm sure it's not me. Nothing to do with me. And as we were just talking about, he's off to China to be the big statesman. And RFK Jr. Has a moderately unpopular agenda. There's been a story in the New York Times in the last couple of days that he's pushing a vaccine review policy within the various health agencies in the American government. Even though even with the appointments that the Trump administration has made, there's still a majority within those agencies who say, you know, the vaccines are basically okay. But there's a suggestion that Kennedy has an agenda and is trying to get an analysis that meets his pre-expectations.
But interesting that they see it as politically risky if he's at the forefront, that it's not an agenda necessarily that the American people buy into.
Right. Like there's a suggestion that it may be about 4 in 10 Americans are like with Kennedy most of the way, at least on the Make America Healthy Again agenda. But there's enough people who find it, you know, as I suggested, kind of weird and kind of off-putting that the administration wants RFK to quiet down.
And of course, we have the Eurovision continuing amid controversy. Chants during the Israeli performance, apparently the audience chanting, stop the genocide. And then last night on The Hard Shoulder, Father Ted creator Graham Linehan was on, and the reason that he was on was because RTE made the choice to say, rather than showing the Eurovision, we'll show the Eurovision episode of Father Ted.
I think that the current fad in Ireland for anti-Semitism is a global embarrassment. I was astonished when I first heard that RTE, of all channels, had taken the decision upon themselves to withdraw Ireland from the competition. And the idea that Father Ted would be used in any way to further harass the Jewish people who are living in Ireland and feeling very, very concerned about their safety, I think it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Were you surprised at the decision, Harry?
Which by Graham Linehan to talk shite. I mean, I'm not too surprised at that decision whatsoever. That seems really quite familiar. But the
I more meant the decision to commission a Father Ted episode rather than the Eurovision.
I think that it's actually pretty clever. And, you know, we do love Father Ted, and that episode is a classic. It has to be kept in mind that this not showing the Eurovision is also happening in Spain. It's also happening in Slovenia. The Netherlands and Iceland are also not participating in the contest. Ireland is not alone in this. It's not some unique allegedly anti-Semitic attack on the Jewish community here. Boy George also was knocked out of the Eurovision last night. He was singing for San Marino, so he was eliminated. If people are still interested in following it, so yeah, it was in Vienna, the semifinals last night. Israel did get through.
Unsurprisingly, given their performance last year.
Yes, and given their voting capacity, yes.
The final thing, the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern was on a canvas a while ago and found himself being surreptitiously recorded. And he was asked about a number of things by the person whom he was canvassing. And one of those things was the issue of immigration. Here's what he said.
You think it's too much?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, well,
You had a lovely time.
Yeah, well, I'm long gone now, but it was, I think there's too many coming in. I think we have to take some in. I have no problem with the Ukrainians because, you know, in fairness, Russia moved in and war in their country. But a lot of the Ukrainians are going back now. We still have a lot of Poles here. But the ones I worry about are the Africans.
Yeah, why?
I don't agree with you on the Africans. We, you know, we can't be taking in people from the Congo and all these places.
Yeah.
You know. I think there's too many from those places.
And what about like Sharia law and all that? Muslims coming in.
Yeah, the Muslims. I don't worry about this generation of Muslims. The next generation, when the kids start growing up.
Yeah.
And there, that's when I think the problem would be.
Yeah.
I said this to Jim O'Callaghan. That's where the problem comes.
Harry, there are sentiments you rarely hear a politician express on media. You wonder do they express them a lot on doorsteps?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is crucial understanding context for this, that this is a politician trying to agree with someone on the doorstep, find points of agreement. Then a Fianna Fáil politician in a constituency where there is a lot of concern about immigration and there are a couple of anti-immigration candidates on the ballot and Fianna Fáil are looking for transfers. I think that's the major context. But it is unfortunate to hear him saying this. For one thing, he talks about it's okay with the Ukrainians coming in because there's war in their country. There's war in Congo. You know, when he says we can't be taking in people from the Congo and all these places, actually, you know, we must. It is actually an obligation under our obligations to asylum seekers to take in people from places that have these kinds of needs to escape oppression and to escape war. So, yeah, I think that it's Bertie being Bertie, but at the same time, it is quite obnoxious.
Harry, thank you very much. That is Harry Brown, media lecturer in TUD and host of The Ditch podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people. Only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.